This week on Clown College.
Dude, I almost died last night.
So what happened? Good.
Cause you see, man, I had a great night. We went to Speakeasy on Halloween.
I see you killed it. And you had a monster set.
Thank you. Yeah. That was a good night. And I decided, you know what? Well, before it happened, I was like, you know what? I'm not driving. My fiance's driving. So let me get 4 shots of whiskey. Mm-hmm. The first one I started off, I walked up to her. I said, let me get a double shot with a little bit of ginger ale. And she just put a little tap in there. And she was like, you want to close your tab? I was like, yeah, I'm not coming back. So then I leave. I drink that. And then I come back. And I'm like, you know what? Let me get a shot of whiskey. So then I get a shot of whiskey. Mm-hmm. And then I come back one more time. And I'm like, I know I said 2 times I was done. But let me get 1 last shot of whiskey. Mm-hmm. And I got 1 more shot of whiskey, and man, I went up there, had a great time. Then I went home, had a great time, went to bed, and then I woke up at like 3 in the morning holding my chest. Like finna die, I felt like, because dude, you don't understand. Like, listen, my chest was burning. Mm-hmm. It felt like somebody was grabbing me. I every time I moved, it got worse. Uh-huh. I like fell on the ground, went to the bathroom. I was just like praying. Like it was so bad that it was like that type of pain that makes you like, I would have been like, I'm about to quit comedy and become a preacher. I want to get better.
It's the spirit of the Lord.
Yeah. I was literally like the whole night, like I was just begging. I was like, please, like just please, can this stop? Like I'm sorry, like whatever I did, please. I'll change my life.
Yeah,
I even woke up my girl. I was like, look here, like, can you help me? She's like, no, you'll be fine. I'm like, you don't understand? I might be dying right now, and I'm sorry if I don't wake up. She's like, you all right? I'm like, no, you don't understand. And then after that, oh my gosh, dude, it was from 1:30 all the way until 4:30. So I'm up all night just holding my chest.
Yeah.
Literally freaking out. Mm-hmm. Trying to like I'm just and then I started grunting the whole time. It was so bad. I called my mom.
What? He called his mom.
Yeah.
While he's she was 22 at work.
What'd she say?
Because she's at work. So I was like, hey, I feel like I might be dying. And she was like, what are you talking about? Like my chest it's burning, I'm hurting, I can't. Like, I feel like it feels like a fucking heart attack, and I'm freaking out. And she's like, okay, hold on, son. What did you eat today? I said, just pizza, sushi, and then I had some whiskey and shit. She said, wait, whiskey? I was like, yeah. And she's like, that's what you get. Mm-hmm. Man, how's that feel? Feels good, doesn't it? I hope you enjoy that. That's what you need, you junkie. And then she was like, yeah. And then she was like, you know what? Here's something on Google, click. And then the next day, like, thankfully, it went away.
It went away.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge and many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wallace, Don, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon,
JJ. He didn't know about how to tackle it, too. He didn't tackle it.
Okay, no. No. No.
Wait, he couldn't have fought.
No, he couldn't have fought in World War II with Nazis.
Brandon actually caught on to it fast.
Yes, he did. Because I was like, wait a minute, let me see what this is.
Well,
it
says born 1958.
Look at that. Yeah. We're getting into the Cold War. We just left the Korean War.
Uh-huh.
Now you're about to have the Vietnam War.
Ooh,
see, no World War II. Crazy on history facts.
No World War II.
You need to stop hanging out with Jake, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I love history.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite era of history?
To study 1900s.
Okay.
Okay.
What part of the 19th?
Like probably around 30s, 40s.
30s and below, 40s below.
Yeah, that too.
Dust Bowl.
Go down there. Uh-huh. 40 and below, 50s, 60s.
What happened in the 20s? What big event?
What happened in the 20s? Well, yeah, like the first movie that had talking. It was called The Jazz Singer. And then what else you had? Yeah, The Great Gatsby came out. Mm. Mickey Mouse, he popped up on the screen.
Damn right he did.
It was originally Oswald, but that, you know, that dick took it. He was like, fuck that.
Explain.
Okay, so then,
oh
yeah, you remember in the studio it was, I don't know, it was like a company. His name was like Walter or something. Something meant.
Disney?
Yeah, it was Disney's.
he was Walt Disney. Yeah.
Walt Disney. And there was another guy. No, he was under somebody else's corporation. And the dude was like this. He was like, I'm going to give you this amount of money. He's like, no, I'm not taking that much money. So he was like, okay, I'm going to take your character. So then Oswald was gone. And he was like, fuck, now I got to make a new character. And he made this mouse.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Damn.
Is that what I hear people say Steamboat Willie?
Yep.
That's who he was?
That's how he was introduced.
Because he's a free license now or whatever. He's not copyrighted anymore because of time.
Yeah. So now. Like
public domain.
Public domain. Uh-huh. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can use them to do whatever you want. I've seen a few flicks with him.
Let's make a Steamboat Willie live action.
Yeah.
So this was the first ever Mickey Mouse cartoon?
Yep. Right here.
Sick, dude.
Yep. And the original dude, this is who it was going to be if they didn't take it. Hold on.
He bears a striking resemblance to somebody I'm not too fond of.
Look, there it is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that is goofy as hell.
It is goofy as hell. He reminds me
of... What the fuck is that one down there?
That's just fucking...
I don't know, somebody.
It reminds me of a... what's that guy's name? Matt Groening's comic before The Simpsons. You know, Matt Groening did like The Simpsons.
Mm. Yeah.
He had a comic before that that was a just type Matt Groening rabbit. Yeah, Groening rabbit. God, how did it should have known that? That's
right fucking here? Big farmer,
yeah,
dude.
Doesn't that look kind of like?
Yeah,
kind of. I mean, I guess it's just a rabbit. I guess that's it.
Damn,
it's
creepy.
It looks that's extremely.
It's like Charlie Brown in a fez.
What is this? A condom?
Yeah, it was like a comic. I think. I don't really remember.
I said condom.
A condom on his head? That's
what that is. That's what this is. It's a deformed rabbit. That's cool.
Yeah. That's we all start somewhere.
I like how they kept the same font, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I actually heard like a song that was really good, and I was like, this could be the next best thing.
What is it?
And I'll let you hear it right here.
I don't know if we could play.
Really?
Yeah, but go ahead.
Is it going to be your Hot Cheeto song?
No, man, it's actually fire. It might even be better than some Tupac songs, man.
What?
You'll see.
Pop! The first thing was Deaf Man attacked on a plane.
Oh, yeah, we could definitely play this.
Oh, no, here it is. That's not.
I don't have TikTok.
Yep, so. Let's go back.
I think I might have a follow-up video for this. If this one goes how I think it might...
The fuck?
Brandon, you can't plug your mom's stuff on here.
Dude, that would be crazy.
That's not what this is about.
Okay, now I got to get on YouTube, and we got it. Okay.
I mean, there's like a couple with that guy with the glasses. That's probably the guy you're looking for, right?
Yeah. Where is that? Okay, we're going to click on here.
Well, go to videos, man.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Okay, this is getting sick.
Okay, now I'm on
McBaba. I think it's
He deaf?
Not him. He got a feature.
I was like, damn, this is hot. Okay.
Sounds like whales in the water.
Brandon kind of likes that.
Hell yeah.
Damn, dude. Have you ever heard a seagull? Brooks and Dunn's all right. Also, like it goes viral on Partin Maestro Oko Leila Epa Yanani song. It's like the longest fucking name. And in English, that means little baby god. I don't know. No, not real. No.
Hold up. Mic back on.
I had to keep asking, but are we going right now or are we not?
Oh, yeah. We're going. Right,
cool. We've been going. Sorry.
My bad.
That's cool.
Can you search... I think you'll be able to play this. Is he gonna shred? The thing is, I haven't Googled this before.
Is he gonna shred?
Yeah.
Shred what? Oh. Okay, let's see. YouTube? Let me search up YouTube.
Nah, it's an Instagram post is what I'm looking for.
And let me click on images, maybe.
My favorite video right now. But of course it's in my favorite on Instagram. I don't know if it's gonna be. Okay. This makes me seem gay. But.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie, for agreeing to be on the podcast. If we're done being gay, what's going on?
Hey, so
I can't get us there anyway.
We're about it's election season, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It is election. Yeah.
Who so who do you think is going to win? Not who you're voting for, but who you think is going to win?
I don't focus enough on it to know.
So you don't just it's like a bet,
you know,
like
the candidates?
Yeah, I know we got Trump or how you say it? Kamala?
Yep.
Or Kamala Harris. Okay. Kamala.
I have no clue.
I don't know.
I've heard it's like the punctuation, like comma.
Kamala.
But I liked Kamala.
Oh, comma. Okay, now that helped me out
right.
a lot.
Yeah, that's what I...
Thank you for that mnemonic device.
You know what? I'll be honest.
Not that you would know how to use a comma, but...
Got him.
I'll be honest, man. It's like, the odds are looking pretty big right now for Trump with all this advertisement and stuff he's doing. But then again, when I think about it, it could be a way to make people think that he's like really going up. Cause like, look at all this advertisement. I got all these people down with me. That means you guys are going to vote for me, but who knows, you know, Kamala might overcome.
Yeah.
We're on the top at the end.
So you're saying it's like a fourth quarter comeback right now.
Yeah. So hey, it's anybody's ball game right now.
Hell yeah, dude. You know, I have, when I drive around town, I see those electronic billboards.
Yeah.
And I keep seeing like everywhere on those, it just says vote Republican. It doesn't even say Trump. Just says vote Republican.
Yeah.
That's the strategy. I mean, that's the only way Republicans win.
Well, it is because before it was
banking on the reputation.
Before it was the only people saying vote were Democrats because they knew more voters meant more likely to get Democrats. But then the Republicans lost last time around, not just in presidential, but a good number of other races. And then they realized, oh shit, we have to do a get out the vote thing in order to get some votes. I only know this shit because I worked for a canvassing organization last year, which was, or not last year, I don't know, a few years ago. It was Georgia's governor race, and it was honestly one of my favorite jobs because I just walked around knocking on people's door. Nobody comes to the door, so you just knock. You just walk around these like nice neighborhoods and tell them to vote, and they paid like $18 an hour on certain
days. Damn.
They were paying like, because people were pouring money into the state because they knew Georgia might flip, and the thing was, it said it was like a nonpartisan company, but like if you went up the chain, it was Democrat.
Oh, okay.
But God, these people in these neighborhoods hated it because like I would literally go to the door and there'd be like five different door hangers from like the last canvassers to come around. So it was very annoying to these people because they were just like in the swing state area or the swing area or whatever.
Do you ever have to go to rough neighborhoods?
Yeah, I went to some rougher ones. They don't. they wouldn't. I don't know why I'm laughing.
By rougher, we know what he meant. We know what he meant. Yeah.
I guess I wish there was like more. So they did not mess with it. What I hate, I was fine with walking around from place to place. Every now and then, they wanted you to set up a table, and you know that just, I don't know why, but that's worse. It's like defending a castle versus being on the move, you know. And I did not like defending the castle. The only time I ever ran into anything was like I was outside of a Walmart and it was an old white guy, and he was like, I was registering people to vote, right? And he was like, oh, you can just register to vote. And I was like, yeah, you can just, I'll do it right here if you're not. And then he's like, what did he say? I don't remember the specifics of what he said, but he's like, oh, so anybody can just come up and do this. And I'm like, yeah, dude, that's how it works. Like, and he's like, so if I was some illegal immigrant, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I guess. I don't know, man. My job is just to have you fill out the paper. They decide later whether it's like a good or bad thing. Oh, and I said, I accidentally went, whether it's a good or bad ballot. And he went, so you have ballots? And I went, no, I don't have ballots. I'm in the voter registration card. And yeah, he got all mad at me. And I got mad. We yelled at each other. It caused a scene in front of Walmart.
Hell yeah.
And then I folded up my table and I shoved it in the trunk.
Hell yeah, dude. You showed him, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was.
I know. And then I had to buy some stuff from Walmart. So I walked in and he was in there. We like ran into each other again and just didn't say anything.
Hell yeah.
Just so you know, I drive a Jeep Patriot.
Yeah. I might be a liberal, but.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. You can go online and see if you're registered to vote. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
I am registered to vote, bro.
I think I am too.
I'm not going to stand in line, bro. Yeah. I'll be honest with you.
Dude,
I'm not doing that.
The fact that Alabama doesn't have early voting is very annoying. Because, like, I don't want to stand in line either. And, yeah, in Georgia, you could just... I mean, you could have gone, like, 2 weeks ago and just do it.
You can?
So felt. Yeah, yeah. And nobody's there. Because if you go... a month before the election, nobody's even thinking about it. So you just walk up and do it. It's no problem.
Go see what the score is right now.
The score.
Yeah. I mean,
see some polls.
We have,
because I know you can bet on it because it won't stop popping up on my fucking Twitter.
Oh yeah, God, you can. They're talking about a lot of betting ads.
Dude,
for the
it's
election.
Like betting
yeah.
on everything.
You
man.
Can bet States. On everything. I got an ad that said you can bet on when Dom's heart is going to give out.
Oh damn! I would take the under.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, let's see.
And this is all from early voting, or is this just poll? Oh, it's just polls. I don't think they count the. I don't know how it works, man. I don't know.
All right, so it looks like it's split. Split.
Whoa! Why does Maine have three different pie charts, dude?
Yeah, really though.
That is weird.
Oh, because they do. All right, I've noticed this before. Some of the states are. Man, I don't know why I'm trying to tackle this. Some of the states, it's like Maine and Iowa. You'll see on election night on the map, they have like inner quartiles. Or like they have like intersections vote differently.
Isn't Iowa a big deal? Like the
Iowa
caucus?
Yeah, I think Iowa's, the Iowa caucus.
I don't know what
the fuck.
I just know the term.
I've heard the term. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see what else.
This is where you should get all your election news from, too.
Yeah. Trump's winning Florida.
270-TWIN? No.
TWIN.com.
Why the hell is Maine and Nebraska the ones that are splitting up into multiple? Like, y'all, who the... That's not...
Yeah,
that,
my bad. Not Iowa. It's Nebraska. Yeah, it's like some weird...
I don't see Nebraska. Okay.
But all together, they got what? Five?
Yeah, four.
Oh, wow. New York? What's New York? Harris? Yeah. Hell yeah. Texas, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, damn, Kansas?
So, all right, so you've seen the numbers. What do you got? If you had to make a prediction, this will be out the day before the election.
You want my honest opinion?
Really?
Yeah.
This is going to be on Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think Kamala will win.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. I mean, I don't care.
No, this is just strictly not who you
I
want
think
to
Kamala
who you
will
think.
Win because I think the powers that be, that, mm-hmm. I mean, Trump's just too divisive.
You would think that. Huh?
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like if he's the president, it's going to be 4 years of just like shit's going on every day.
Every day.
It
gets
has
tiring,
been nice
dude.
Not yeah. having... shit going on every day. Like, it's just been more chill, which is nice, because people were freaking out from 2016 to 2020.
Man,
and then it culminated in the fucking pandemic, and it was just, it was intense.
Yeah.
Those 4 years. I mean, not for me, but anytime that. I interacted with anybody else.
If I had to guess, I'm saying she wins big, too.
Me, too.
I think big.
You think it'd be landslide victory?
I do think it's going to be. He's lost his fastball, and it should have been over with. This is because I'm thinking, if you're thinking about it from a sports perspective,
uh-huh.
I mean, when
Which
he got shot, yeah. you should. When
this
he got
America.
Shot in the ear, that's like the only way that the other team can win is if they get an onside kick.
Yeah.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
That's the only way. And then they did.
They did get the onside kick. When they switched to Kamala, that was
They switched
the
to Kamala, and they got an onside
that's
kick.
That's actually a fantastic analogy,
and it's
surprisingly.
Like, well, fuck you, too.
I didn't mean because it was you. No, I did.
What's the gray area?
I think
there's people voting other ways.
Hold
Dude,
on.
the
gray
up.
Area.
Did y'all have y'all seen
but,
the?
Yeah, but like, what does that
other,
mean?
Other.
It's just other. Whether it's independents or libertarians. Have y'all seen the Alabama ballot, like the local ballot? It's just funny because I counted it. There was 23 things to vote on, like positions, and out of the 23 things, only two of them had Democrats. Most of them are just uncontested Republicans or two Republicans. But yet six of them had libertarians. So there's more libertarians here than there are Democrats.
Yeah.
That's pretty
which
sick.
Is just funny. I mean, as a supporter of third parties, I want to be into it. Usually the libertarians are a little crazy, but like, I don't know these guys. Maybe they're all right. And ladies, but.
So what you're telling us right now, Charlie, is that Brandon's running from office next time.
Brandon, you could run with
you
the Libertarian
could run.
Party. Yeah.
I'm good.
What do you mean?
You're good. You're not going to run?
Running for president?
No, you can't run for president.
Not president. No, you're
just
not.
Just a local.
You could be like coroner.
You could go local. Yeah.
You could be coroner, comptroller.
Comptroller. Damn.
What is that?
Yeah, is that the one you pulled out at work the other day? That's a really good. I was so surprised that he knew what a comptroller was.
I have no idea what.
Let alone
how
to say. Honestly, I can't tell you what it is, but just the fact that it exists.
But you could do it.
Yeah,
you could be like the mage.
Yeah, nah, man, I gotta see it first.
A game warden.
Game warden. Is that
an elected office?
Yeah. I think it is elected. It is. Game warden. So is coroner. Coroner is elected too.
Yeah. Game warden.
Yeah. Like, gay Mormon.
Gay
Mormon.
What did you say?
You get four
Mormon?
Husbands.
Gay Mormon?
Yes.
Yeah.
You basically go tell drunk people fishing to knock it off. And you got to talk to a lot of Asian people about the small-ass fish that they have in their fucking, like, freezer or whatever.
Yeah. For real?
The cooler. Yeah, dude, it's...
I mean, that is literally... Yeah, no, they have to do little shit. Like, I think we saw them one day at work. Maybe you weren't there, but they... by that creek or river or whatever, they... one of the game, not the warden, but like somebody under him, like stopped all these Mexican people and was being like, hey, you can't fish here. You gotta have like a license.
Yeah, no, yeah,
and
yeah.
Just like pescado. No
sale. But you get like a certain, like if you're a hunter, you get a certain amount of tags.
Right.
And you can't kill in certain seasons. Mm-hmm. And if it's not above a certain size, you can't kill it or keep it or whatever. You know.
So you can do that. You down? We'll do all the promotion for it. We'll get you on TV. You could talk to the good people of Alabama, Huntsville.
We get you a hat.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of hat?
What kind do you want, man?
Well, we'll see.
What's going to be your look?
For you, it's going to have to be a 10-gallon.
Cowboy hat.
Cowboy?
Yeah, something nice.
Yeah, get you a cowboy. Like you want your slacks, too?
With a feather on the side?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Velvet or?
Fishing hook in the front.
Velvet.
You want velvet?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do velvet. Shit.
Velvet with the feather?
Have you ever done any hunting or fishing, Brandon?
No, no.
None?
I mean, went fishing one time, but
did you catch anything?
No. No. Somebody tried to get me to hold it. I didn't want to hold it, too.
Freak I actually out. Get that. They're kind of weird to hold.
The fish. Like, I had one friend grab it. You freaked out and like, boom, boy, ass bitch, and threw it back in the water. Probably fucked it up. I hope he didn't. I don't know if you're supposed to throw fish in the water.
No, that's fine. They love the water.
So you can slam them. You can slam them in the water.
No.
I mean, I don't know if you go for a slam.
I did. He did.
That's a very popular trend on Instagram to be
it's
like,
just slam
we're respectful fishermen. We like put the fish back right. And there's a certain way you do it. And then there's other people.
Dip it in and then let it go.
And you like wiggle its mouth or something to get it to go through the gills
a little bit
and make it started up.
Oh, okay.
And then some people are like, we're respectful fishermen. They just fucking throw it as far as they can into the water. Fishing is that weird line of like people don't really give a fuck. Nobody's going after fishing.
Fish.
Mm-hmm. Nobody cares. Dude.
I don't. No, not at all.
It's a weird land supremacy thing.
No.
Yeah, it's recording.
Okay, I would just make sure I didn't because I don't see any color
selected on it right now.
Okay, thank you for the light. I just didn't see no light. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Sorry.
We're on air, dude.
Yeah. I know. No. We didn't see the light.
Don't look towards it, bro. Yeah. It's not your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, not yet, man.
Are you famished?
Famished.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Hungry?
Hungry? No.
Why not?
Dude, I almost died last night. So
what happened?
Because you see, man, I had a great night. We went to Speakeasy on Halloween.
I see you killed it. Hey, you had a monster set.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was a good night. That was a good night. And I decided, you know what? Well, before it happened, I was like, you know what? I'm not driving. My fiance's driving. So let me get 4 shots of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I started off, I walked up to her. I said, let me get a double shot with a little bit of ginger ale. She just put a little tap in there. And she was like, you want to close your tab? I was like, yeah, I'm not coming back. So then I leave. I drink that. And then I come back. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me get a shot of whiskey. So then I get a shot of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back one more time. I'm like, I know I said 2 times I was done. But let me get 1 last shot of whiskey. Mm-hmm. And I got 1 more shot of whiskey, and man, I went up there, had a great time. Then I went home, had a great time, went to bed, and then I woke up at like 3 in the morning holding my chest. Like finna die, I felt like, because dude, you don't understand. Like, listen, my chest was burning. Mm-hmm. It felt like somebody was grabbing me. I every time I moved, it got worse. I like fell on the ground, went to the bathroom. I was just like praying. Like it was so bad that it was like that type of pain that makes you like, I would have been like, I'm about to quit comedy and become a preacher. I want to get better.
It's the spirit of the Lord.
Yeah. I was literally like the whole night, like I was just begging. I was like, please, like just please, can this stop? Like I'm sorry, like whatever I did, please. I'll change my life.
Yeah,
I even woke up my girl. I was like, "Look here, like, can you help me?" She's like, "No, you'll be fine." I'm like, "You understand? I might be dying right now, and I'm sorry if I don't wake up." She's like, "You all right?" I'm like, "No, you don't understand." And then after that, oh my gosh, dude, it was from 1:30 all the way until 4:30. So I'm up all night just holding my chest.
Yeah.
Literally freaking out. Mm-hmm. Trying to like I'm just, and then I started grunting the whole time. It was so bad. I called my mom.
What? He called his mom?
Yeah.
While he's 22 years old.
What'd she say?
Because she's at work. And so I was like, hey, I feel like I might be dying. And she was like, what are you talking about? Like my chest, it's burning. I'm hurting. I can't. Like I feel like it feels like a fucking heart attack. And I'm freaking out. And she's like, okay, hold on, son. What did you eat today? I said, just pizza, sushi, and then I had some whiskey and shit. She said, wait, whiskey? I was like, yeah. And she's like, that's what you get. Mm-hmm. Man, how's that feel? Feels good, doesn't it? I hope you enjoy that. That's what you need, you junkie. And then she was like, yeah. And then she was like, you know what? Here's something on Google, click. And then the next day, like, thankfully, it went away.
It went away?
Mm-hmm. Nah, but then I had, like, horrible-ass hiccups.
Uh-huh.
I'm still getting little flashes and stuff, man. Dude, I had...
Four shots.
Wow. Five.
I don't know. It's probably I could have been
at least five.
No, okay.
It could have been how quick I drunk it or something, but
that
I
doesn't
was
help. Yeah.
Did you take some Tums?
I did, and it didn't help.
It didn't help.
And then I even took some Pepto-Bismol. That didn't help.
Did you drink some water?
Yes. That didn't help either.
Pepto-Abysmal.
Then I went down and tried to find baking soda. There was no baking soda.
He's wiping his tears.
Dude, baking soda is what helps. You put it in water.
Uh-huh.
You spin it around. And there was nothing.
He's fucking 90 years old. Dude.
There was
you're
nothing.
Making like a volcano.
That's like
an
old
body.
People way to go
yeah,
about
this
it.
This was life or death.
Wow.
Like I almost died last night.
Dang. Did you ever try? I feel like you might innately be a propped up sleeper. You give me propped up sleeper energy. Much like this guy.
Yeah, to watch TV and try to fight the pain, man.
Man,
it was horrible.
Did you try that, though? Did you try sleeping
propped
up?
I tried, but as soon as I laid down, it got way worse. I mean,
well, no, but like lay down, but you get enough pillows that you're like kind of upright.
I tried.
You tried, it didn't
and
do
still,
it.
Still, whatever I did, it hurt. And I just kept on, like, I was like, man, this might be it.
Oh, my.
This actually, like, I was like, this might be a heart attack. I can't believe this. I'm 21 years old already.
3-hour heart attack.
Yeah. My family was like, that's what happens, man. Black people can't have whiskey. You need brandy.
Mm-hmm. I was like, brandy. Oh, it's
either brandy.
This
or
might
something
be a thing.
Else.
I've always wondered why black people like sweeter drinks so much more. I can't handle brandy. It's too much.
Yeah, it's too sweet. Yeah, for sure. You know what brandy is? Like Erkin Jerk?
I thought that was like a fruit wine.
Well, brandy, cognac is kind of sweet too.
Cognac. That's why we all. That's why we always have the sugar.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's Hennessy, isn't it?
Yeah, Hennessy.
That's the type of.
Yeah. Or like get gin. The bright, like mixed drinks.
Yeah, I've watched the NBA finals.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
That's they got stuff. Ads on there.
The LeBron Hennessy. Did you see that?
I haven't
people
seen
are
that.
Like, I need LeBron inside of me. They were freaking out on social media.
It's
like
the Gatorade ads, but he's sweating a drop of Hennessy.
Damn.
But I just like imagine Brandon propped up in the bed, just like, oh,
yeah. Dude, I was holding my chest, and you know what? Fuck it, I'll send you a picture right here. This is me, like, literally, like, you see me? I'm in a Fat Albert suit holding my chest. That's what
I forgot your
you never took it off?
Yeah. No,
the suspenders?
I did when I got home. I'm just talking about this picture. That picture is what I look like at 3 a.m. propped up on the bed, just begging for my life. While she's just there trying to sleep.
Yeah, that whiskey heartburn.
Yeah.
That sounds like a very shitty country song.
Yeah, that's, yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. The best Hennessy ad would be was it Shannon Sharpe's sex tape?
Oh my God.
Drink Hennessy, you'll plow like this man.
Yeah, that was a crazy.
He was putting
thing
in work.
To be fair, I didn't actually see it. I'm just using cultural references.
He was giving that young man a hard time.
Yeah. You saw it now.
You leave Uncle alone. Yeah,
I saw it.
Well, you can only hear it.
Yeah, he can't hear it. He did good. Like, he even owned up to it, too, man. Remember that?
Yeah.
Did he owned up to
it. He was like, hell yeah, I did that. And you saw I did it good on this camera. And they were all like, hell yeah, yeah, you did, man. Whatever.
That is good. It can be tough to own up on some of the sex tapes. Yeah. I remember when A$AP Rockies came out and everybody was clowning him. And it was,
oh, yeah. They were,
it was kind of weak. I mean, hard, like, bro. if we're giving scores, yeah. It was
I didn't know he had a sex tape.
That sucks when
they
he gets
did,
leaked.
And they were clowning him bad.
Hard, bro. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Was it bad? He did
A$AP,
bad.
That's the one with Rihanna, right?
With Rihanna, yeah.
But I don't think it was with her.
Yeah, it was before. Well, it might have been while he was with her, but it was from before her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just a lady with a fat ass. Yeah, so that's good for him. But but yeah, it looked a little weak, which is all right. I mean, that's how I tend to perform. I think it's actually better. I mean, everybody's so focused on this myth of the female orgasm, you know, and it's like, when are we gonna get over this? Right?
It's tired. Yeah. It's tired. Dude, it's hack. Mm-hmm. Let's stop.
It's hack.
It is hack. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you saying you out there delivering them?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Like Carl
Malone.
That's
what you think.
Yep. Yep, just like saying, you know, no, yep.
What was that? Finish that.
Yeah,
finish
I said, it. Yeah, just like Santa Claus, we're delivering presents.
Oh, damn.
Hell yeah.
And it's doing good.
On Christmas.
Going down the chimney. I know what you're saying, going down that chimney.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hell.
Under the tree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The jingle bell.
Wait, what's the chimney?
Something between what? The stocking. You don't know what a chimney is?
No, I know what a chimney is. I'm saying, wait, what's the chimney in this? What the fuck?
I'm no. I'm just double checking.
And this metaphor. I was like, what's the metaphor of it?
To be fair, I don't know which hole is the chimney.
Yeah, because I'm like, a chimney is long, and then you have a chimney that's flat. Then you have a chimney that's just open. So I'm like, it could be either one. It could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
It could be if we're metaphorically talking about sex stuff, it could be, you know, the dick.
Yeah.
It can be
perhaps.
It could be the vagina.
Uh-huh.
Could be.
It can be the ass.
I'm gonna go off that it's the ass. Yeah,
it could
because
be. It could be even the mouth.
Yeah, the soot and the smoke coming out of it. It's like gas coming out of it. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't smell bad.
It's warm. That's where you're at.
That's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Backdoor delivery.
Hey. You talking about me farting?
It's a backdoor man.
No. Well, I mean,
because he said the champion. Huh?
Could be.
You know, queef out of your ass.
Yeah.
No queefing out of my asshole.
You guys ever fart out your dick?
What?
I'm kidding. No. That's just how Dante
that's
said
terrifying.
Starts.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But if you did, it'd be like an elephant trunk. You'd be like,
oh, my gosh. That would scare the hell out of me, man. I couldn't do it.
Brandon would cry.
He
would
dude,
cry.
I'm just
he would
sitting
call
down one
cry.
Day, and they do that cough. I'm like, oh, shit, that means he's dying, man. That's it.
That Mom, I just it. Farted out of my dick.
Oh,
that's
man,
why you
dude.
Need to go to church.
Dude,
you need
it?
To get back in church.
Yeah. I might.
You on
last
the damn
night.
Phone too much, Brandon.
What you in the bathroom for, man?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Hey, you know what you're doing.
What?
In the bathroom.
Knocking around.
Nah,
in
man,
there.
I'm taking no. a shit.
Handling business.
Yeah, that's all you're doing.
You ever taking kill two shit. Birds with one stone?
Ooh, that's a good question. Have you?
Oh, yeah, dude. Every young man.
Oh,
yeah.
But you mean like take a shit and then jerk off?
Yeah. At the same time, though.
I mean,
not like why it's coming out, but before you wiping
oh,
it up,
man,
right?
I'd be overstimulated for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think there's an argument there that it. Is gay to shit and jerk off at the exact same time. Yeah.
What but, the hell?
Yeah.
No. Like
activating.
While I'm saying while it's coming out.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. You can't do that. You can't. Nobody can focus that hard.
No. I mean, no. Then again, I don't.
It's
think
like
it's
trying to pat your head.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
Your
yeah.
That's true. But yes, I've definitely gotten a hemorrhoid from that.
Oh damn.
Oh.
I haven't. I'm hemorrhoid free thus far. But
oh, good job.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm sure applause? It's coming.
Yeah. Give
for
him
me.
Some.
Yeah. Hold on.
Wait. If it's impossible to, like, take a shit and, like, piss, you know, like you mm-hmm. always piss while you're taking a shit, you might not be able to release semen while you're in the process of shitting, like actively shitting.
Hold on, you're saying you can't piss while you shit?
No, I'm saying you can only piss while you shit.
I can not piss.
But the
while
body
I shit.
Wants it.
The body,
yeah, the body
typically
wants it.
Wants
the body
to.
Wants it.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's craving the maximum release.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a weird thing. I think maybe that kind of stopped for me at a certain point. And now I have to, after I shit and I wipe and everything, I've explained this to one of y'all before, but I'm done. And then I have to get up and turn around and pee. I have to pee after I shit.
That's insane.
Because if I don't, the next time, like, I'll leave the bathroom, the next time I sit down, a little pee will come out. Like, it'll, like, shoot out, like, just a little bit of pee. Yeah. So I always think about whenever
I'm... one in the chamber.
I always think about when I'm shitting. While we're talking about shitting, I did have this one thought. All right, nice. Whoa. Anyways, the mic didn't pick that up, but I farted on cue. Thank you very much for not picking up the mic and doing that.
Yeah. Then
I wanted to fart into it, but I was like, the next guest.
See, so this is why you got to have your pants down to sit down. I'm talking about
he immediately got defensive. He's like, "What?
Yeah,
well, of course that makes sense."
Are you talking about like that?
You gotta have your pants down to sit down, dude.
you care to explain that?
I was talking about like when you in the restroom. Can you remember how we were talking about?
Yeah, you mean
like,
you got to take your pants off?
Yeah, too. that's what I'm saying. Like having another, you can have it all the way down.
Yeah.
While you're shitting,
you mean
pee?
While you're shitting,
he's saying to pee. He's saying to pee.
Yeah,
he's saying
to pee. Talking about.
You fart when you pee.
No. No, I
then what do you do?
Are your underwear all the way to the ground, too?
Yes.
Of course. Yes. That, what kind of foolish question is that, dude? Why would he have his pants around his ankles and his underwear around his thigh?
For, man. What if that slips and gets on my pants? I'm good.
What if it does? Dude.
And your shirts be so short, too. Yeah.
Thankfully, I got to upgrade.
You would never get anything on your shirt, though.
Yeah.
No.
That's true. Good.
But thankfully, I got to size up now, so.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about shirts.
What you go up
We've
to
been
now?
Praying for you.
XL, thank you. XL.
XL?
Yep.
You were wearing mediums there for a while, weren't you?
Large.
Large?
The dark ages.
Yep. I'm going to grow back in them larges, too. Watch.
Uh-huh.
Grow back in them?
Yep. I mean, my bad, shrink back into them. I'm going to 190.
We're going to get fit, Brandon.
Yeah,
right?
We're going to go
going
on 190.
Thing? That sounds fun.
Let's go on a journey. You ready to go on a journey?
Yeah, let's go on a journey.
After tomorrow, you know, you got this big match. Well, Big Bear has his big match with
Black Bear. Dude, I'm so excited for that.
Adam Priest
match. Yeah, it's going to be a
good
match.
How do you feel about it?
How do I feel? I'm very excited.
Okay, any nervousness or just pure excitement?
I'm just excited.
Have you been practicing at all?
No, I got nobody to practice with.
We practiced for a little bit.
Yeah, we did do that little step. Yeah. Hey, we could practice.
You're telling me you haven't hit Athena with a stunner yet?
No, man. And then my friend Nathan, who when I was a kid, we would like wrestle Elmos and shit and jump off of beds. He's not down there, so.
Mm. You lost your grappling buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
You can beat Jake's ass.
Yeah, please do it. He needs it. God damn it, does he need it.
Hey, can we talk about Brandon hitting that fucking three during the game, dude?
Oh, my God. Duh. That was
beautiful. Half court.
Yeah, first of all, red team. Let's fucking go.
You guys lost bad. But
I'm sorry, I really feel like it was me. Because Brandon was making baskets. I was running around a lot to no avail. I was making nothing happen. But Brandon put at least a couple in.
I would
and
like
that's just in one game.
I would like to say, disclaimer, this was the second game, and I was already tired.
Excuses, dude.
Mm.
Absolute excuses.
Okay.
Not to mention your weight.
Sorry.
It was the second game we've played, but to be fair, we have played a total of 10 minutes of basketball up until that point.
Yeah, man.
It's not like we played an hour game and like.
Yeah. I was tired, though. Brandon,
nobody's debating that.
At one point,
the point of contention.
I don't even want to see the footage because I know I just had my hands on my hips
I can
like an old
auntie. No, you were just standing under the goal the entire time. There was never a time Don was not under the goal.
Yeah.
Which was a good strategy. I'll say y'all got a lot more rebounds.
That's bully Brandon down there. But Brandon got that shot. He hit that wet.
He did.
Twice.
Twice. Yeah, twice from far out. One was, I mean, really far. The one that you made that was completely fair.
Yeah.
Because the first one I had fouled Bryce or somebody right before.
And Jack, our referee, didn't call shit.
Did not call anything.
He's a good man, dude.
Yeah.
Because this is a sport.
Yeah.
This is basketball.
Let those
dude.
Boys play. But yeah, that next one Brandon hit, that was beautiful.
Yeah,
that had me hype. Like
you had the guy who opened up the building hype too. Uh-huh. He was standing there like watching through the cracks of the door.
Yeah, he was.
Hell yeah!
For some reason, I just thought that was Coach P.
Yeah, I was like, I need to start flicking my wrists. Mm-hmm. So I went to Optimus. I went back to the gym that I used to go to when I was a kid. Everybody was like, oh snap, it's Brandon. I was like, yep. And I went back in there, and I was all by myself, just shooting shots all day.
King of
Wait,
the
really?
Court,
when did you do that?
Oh, like the day before.
Really? Okay, yeah. So you were warming up.
You came in there hot, huh?
I also trained, dude.
You did? Yeah, you said
work.
You did 4 hours that same
did 4 hours.
Day.
That was a mistake.
That might have been a little much.
That was
I was
mistake.
Thinking that when you said
I don't think it would have changed the outcome by much, but that was a mistake, bro. Mm-hmm. I just recovered.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I was finally like, my legs didn't feel like shit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I feel you.
We're back, dude.
My big toes feel
we're fucking
fired.
Back.
My mistake was I was practicing on like an 8-foot goal. So I was like, God damn, am I good? I was like, I might dunk on these guys.
No, but Brandon, good shit.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you.
Really good.
You're
Thank
way
you.
Better than I thought than that they made you out to be.
I told you I was going to get
some. They said he was the best.
We said he
and
was
then
the
I
best,
tell you the
too.
Defense was good.
Well, that didn't happen. That's why we lost. But besides, you actually did. You had an offensive master class.
Yeah, you really
you
did. I
you
had
did.
Zero offense, all defense. You had all offense.
You were on fire, bro. NBA Jam style.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hell Thank yeah.
You. Hell yeah. And what'd you win?
$100.
Mm. Yeah.
And what'd you do with that?
Spent it on whiskey.
Spent it on life.
Yeah. Yeah, that whiskey check had to run you up something.
Yeah. Four shots of whiskey and straight there at the speakeasy.
And he shot at the speakeasy at least like $35.
Yeah, 30.
30.
Oh, and all? Yeah. It was only 30
all? Yeah, I think it was like 30, yeah, because the
first
one. Because
I got a double for 15, I think.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It should be seven.
They were just giving you like the bar mat juice.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's probably why I had that heart attack on.
Yeah, probably, dude. You should
almost
sue.
Almost got killed.
You got to start going to the doctor like Pat.
Damn.
He asked me for information.
For a doctor?
Yeah.
Information?
Well, don't you go to the VA, though?
So you're like,
just need to go serve, and then I got you.
I have a sneaking suspicion he wouldn't pass physical. But never say never.
We see Pat pull up in a Charger. Whatever the fuck the car is.
I got in, guys. That'd be funny.
Oh, shit. You guys hungry, though, man?
Yeah.
Where's a good place to go?
Good place to go?
Are you trying to plug an ad right now?
Ooh, what, Urban Cookout?
Jesus, Charlie, be more subtle about it.
I knew it was something and the clock was ticking. I was like, I don't
oh, wait, is
We
that,
just talked about it, too,
Is
Jay.
It that
I
place
like,
I went to that y'all
city.
Suggested to me that huh? was really good?
Yeah.
It was
Take it from
really,
here.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Was it a... This is my guess here. Urban Cookout?
Oh!
Hell yeah.
I took my whole family there.
Hell yeah. We went there the other day. Let's check it out.
It was really good.
Dang, man. Is that your stomach?
Dude, I'm so hungry.
I feel you, man. I'm starving. If only there was a unique local eatery offering affordable pricing and unique twist on your favorite classics.
Yeah.
Hey, look, did you say you wanted some affordable food that's also a classic? Well, then let me tell you a new place called Urban Cookhouse, man. It's amazing. It's like at Whitesburg Drive. It's real nearby. We should go right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, how long you been back there?
A long time, Don.
Yeah, I am gonna do it.
Urban Cookhouse, with its great staff, great prices, great environment, and most importantly, great food. Come down today to Urban Cookhouse where you can have a family-friendly time and even more at Whitesburg Drive.
My dad come back.
Same.
All right, we're back.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Sick. Well done. Smooth.
Go check it out.
No, but I did try it. It was really good.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's good. We get it catered at work all the time. White women love whatever that broccoli salad
that broccoli
is.
Broccoli salad
with
is
the
money,
grapes.
Though, dude.
Dang. Yeah. Apparently, so broccoli is, especially raw broccoli like that in a broccoli salad. My bad. I'm ruining the plug here. But I have had that. It was really good. But apparently raw broccoli is like the number one thing people choke on. Cause two people choked at it at my girlfriend's workplace, and then they were like looking it up, and that's like the number one thing people choke on is raw broccoli.
Well, first of all, the only people that eat broccoli salad are women, and they're too busy fucking yapping to the food.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Just kidding, guys. We're having fun.
Yeah, we are. It's not true.
Is that true?
Well, at first I did, but then we all were joking. I was like, yeah, we joking.
That we are. Sometimes you have to slap Athena in the mouth when she talks
no.
too much.
No, oh my gosh, no. Hell no.
But
man.
Do you ever think
that's
about
such a
it?
Sweet answer,
no,
man.
No.
That's good.
Nah, we don't hit people, man.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
You never should.
But we said, you said people.
We don't hit anybody.
We're talking about women.
Oh, good, that's a great point.
Damn.
That's Jake the...
Damn. Kevin Samuels just pops up from the dead. And, you know,
every man. Girlfriend that I've ever known Jake to have could beat him up.
Yeah,
1,000%.
Oh yeah,
he would hate to hear that. I know.
Oh, he would. Yeah, he would definitely.
He would blow his fucking top.
He'd be.
He's insanely weak for his size.
I mean, to be fair, he did get that bar up.
No,
the time that we had 100 pounds on the bar, he did curl it. I mean, half the weight was no longer on it by the time that he got it up. Yeah. But he did get it up. I believe is that clip in the intro? No, you actually curling it's in the intro.
Yeah,
and that will be on Instagram soon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
To be fair, I have to throw this disclaimer out there. Jake will be very upset. He did have an inner ear infection.
Oh,
he was
that is true.
Lift,
that's true.
And
yeah.
That makes all the difference.
It does. Yeah, that's why his balance is off. So that's why.
And that
all right.
And that's why he wasn't doing good at badminton either. It affects your strength, your coordination, your intelligence, your everything.
Is affected
night vision.
I had an inner ear infection once. Couldn't get hard for a month.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Even the gay porn. So.
Oh.
Brandon doesn't like Charlie anymore.
Yeah. That's good.
Hell yeah, man. Watch your gay porn. It's good stuff.
You watch it?
No. I'm not being like, no, but no.
Well, you kind of were
did.
Like, no.
You got real bad
nah,
about it.
Man. No, I didn't.
But you might have scrolled through when they suggested it.
You ever seen a thumbnail of it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You look at it for a few seconds?
No, we scroll right
but,
through.
But
like,
you
how
know,
does that angle?
He's intermediate gay, right?
It's not, what?
No, oh, yeah. Well, he did
that's right. I saw your Kinsey test.
You're
fluid. He's fluid.
No.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
He has tendencies.
Tendencies. No.
Tendencies.
Something like
that's
that.
That's a good way to put it.
No. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it, dude.
Nah. Yeah.
Nah, I can't even see it. I could never see a dude on a porn.
Hmm?
I couldn't see a dude on a porn.
You watch exclusively lesbian.
I went back in the day. Yeah.
No, right now.
I know you're off.
Right,
I know you're off porn right now.
Yeah.
No, but when you did exclusively lesbian,
really?
That's all you would
because
watch.
Because I was like, it would be weird to see some dude be like, "Hey, man, you want this stick right here?" And then like they just do that, and I'm like, "Okay, oh, this is good," but this dude's stick is right here in the way.
That's yeah,
because he's fucking your girlfriend.
What?
Not actually your girlfriend, but like you know, he's you're watching a dude.
Your
fucking
video.
Oh yeah, like the video, like because it's like a. I don't know. It's kind of like when you watch a movie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like your imagination in a way. You're like,
but
you
don't
know,
you? You could just
you
imagine.
Only watch A League of Their Own.
So I just switch the person to me. Is that what we're
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, you just put yourself.
So
in
I just
that.
Be like, okay, we're gonna make him black. Give him some hair. Here he is. It's Brandon.
Exactly. Bam. Now you done
black
solved the problem.
Black hair, Brandon.
Get a little beard in it. Little beard in it.
Yeah.
That's me.
Okay. Just a little. Okay. A sprinkle of beard.
Have you ever watched yourself fuck? Have you ever like recorded and then seen yourself?
Looked in a mirror?
No.
Or any
no.
other reflective?
You never did the mirror? That's good.
Yeah, I did the mirror once. Yeah.
Now, when I did the mirror... Is it weird that I stared at myself? It was back when
no,
I was in shape.
No.
This was while you were fit.
Yeah, this
that's
when I was
why,
fit, and
yeah.
I loved every minute.
I got to be honest, having muscles just makes you gay.
Yeah.
100%.
I think it does.
I feel like the more I work out, the more gay I am.
It's 100%. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's just like narcissist, you know?
Yeah,
you just want to look at yourself all
yeah.
the time.
You're going to drown in your reflection. Yeah. Well, anyways, now that we got all that on the table. I had something before.
Man, thanks for switching the direction.
My bad. I've only drinking half of the four Logos. Really getting to like my left jaw is numb. Is
he's on
normal?
The two loco right now.
Cheers. Oh, that's fucking water,
the
dude.
Zen water.
Just because you got homework. How old are you? fucking homework.
Yeah,
you're like Dante. It's fucking
no,
almost
don't
40.
You ever, don't you dare. Don't, no, I won't let you finish that
according,
sentence.
According to the test. The IQ test, man. Y'all are in
dude,
the same.
First of all, you guys know I wanted to kill myself over this.
Wait. Was Dante on that?
Yes.
Yeah. And he scored above Dom.
Yeah.
Oh,
me.
My God.
Surprisingly.
I forgot Dante was in that.
Yeah.
Oh my
if
God.
If you can, pull up the rankings, dude.
I would like to see
I
that.
I don't think we got it. I don't think we got it.
You
got
to go to the live show on YouTube.
All right. Oh, that's
the second one. We'll keep talking then. Yeah. You know, I can't wait for this. Charlie, you were like the second or third.
Second
smartest person in Huntsville.
That's pretty sick, dude.
Anybody could have taken the test. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was trying absolute heart. I almost took a Ritalin before it. I didn't, but I was like, I do want to score high.
Dom took a few.
Yeah, I think I did.
Oh, there it is.
Well, let me get to the last one. Uphold it.
There it is.
There we go.
Oh, God. Zoom it in. J-Vap, Charlie, Raina, yours truly, dude. Tammy,
Sci-Fi, damn, yeah, Dante with Mike. The 111. Impressive. Dante. Oh, God. That's what a college education is.
But really, every I'd
with Mike. Interesting. I think
they tied.
That makes a. I could really see that.
Okay.
None of this makes sense.
What are you talking? Every part of this makes sense. There's not a piece of this that doesn't add up.
First of all they want to do is talk about shapes and shit. Nobody needs to know this.
Yeah, exactly.
No one needs to know
there
the questions that they ask.
There was an oddly large amount of shape talk.
Yeah, I hate shapes,
agree.
Dude.
Same.
There's an unfortunate demographic trend.
I did not notice that until now.
Fucked up.
You know,
Tammy almost got you though.
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, wow, that really is. You could draw a line.
That's
right
wild
in between.
As hell.
Get this.
Yeah.
This is. Hey, get this. Is racism.
This
take
is,
it off.
This is
it's
like
a racist test. They did say that though.
It's like a weird color wheel, man.
It is. There is a thing. There's like a. I shouldn't even start that sentence. There's a thing about that like IQ tests and shit are skewed towards people.
Dude, did you get a haircut?
I just got a haircut.
I just noticed,
it's,
bro.
It's kind of weird. It doesn't look good. It always turns into a bob right after I get a haircut because my hair is always so long.
Yeah.
So then it always, whenever I get it cut, it like it's used to the weight of all the hair. So then it springs up and it's always like an Asian mom. Like it's always very like a little too...
Yeah. I can see I have like a little clip right here.
Yeah.
That'd be sick, dude.
Hell yeah.
No, it was nice. Dude, I love getting my haircut. Because I go to nice place. Because I only get my haircut like twice a year. So I go to a nice salon. I go to women's places to get my haircut.
Of course.
Okay. And they, the sink with the shampoo and they rub your hair. And this lady I have, shout out to M at Wheelhouse Salon, will do like a little like scalp massage too. It's really nice. Anyways, it kind of chilled me out before I came here. So then I was like, oh, I got to go back up with the Four Loko, hit somewhere in the middle. Anyways,
Brennan.
Yeah, I actually did have a theory about this. I was thinking about on the way over that when I get my hair cut, I don't know if this is true for all white guys, but I feel like maybe I need like a day or two before it looks good again. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't always look good fresh out of the cut.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No, that's
I've always seen black media about getting haircuts and then feeling really good about the way it's looking.
Yeah,
I've never had
my
that.
First
really?
Reaction
it
is always
a
terrible.
Week.
Yeah,
a
yeah.
Week
I said 2 days.
Least.
I meant more like a week. Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
You gotta, it's gotta like set.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whereas I feel like black and Dominican communities specifically.
Puerto Ricans too.
Yeah, and the Ricans.
People from the garbage island. Excuse me.
Brandon said.
Are you Puerto Rican?
I don't
Brandon?
Mean it.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Actually,
no. Dude, that's too bad. No, but like for y'all, it's like right when you walk out, it needs to look good.
Oh yeah.
Like there's
that's
no...
when it looks the crisp. That's when your lining is all.
White people hair is like lasagna. Like it's really better like after it's set for a little.
Oh,
bit.
Oh, I thought you were gonna just keep it that better. No. I was like, oh geez, man. Did they give you the eyebrow glitter too, man?
Yeah, you do got eyebrow glitter, or is that water?
No,
dude,
it's glitter,
I don't know what's
bro.
Going on over there. Dude.
You've been dazzling me this whole podcast.
I think it's out of this fucking galactic Four Loko. It just spritzes maybe. Out of the can. No, I don't know what's going on with the eyebrows. That's all natural there.
Oh, damn, dude. Natural glisten.
Natural glaze.
Pause.
But yeah, it's fun talking about what makes the races so different.
Mm-hmm. It is. Let's talk about the Asians now. Alex isn't here.
Dang.
What are we going to do with him, man?
That's crazy, man. Now Tony Hinchcliffe has struck out with all the Asians.
Yeah.
Now
Hispanics.
He's moving into Hispanics. He's going
maybe by
west.
Proxy blacks with David Lucas, because then they, black people were like anti-David Lucas for a minute, right?
Yeah. Lucas was doing, he was doing a little extra.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But that's, I mean, that's who, the, not really. I mean, that's
I mean,
who
that
they are.
That is who he is. Yeah,
that's, who,
exactly.
That's who they all are. Like when Tony made the comments at the Puerto Rican garbage, it's who fucking Tony is. He's a Rose Comics. Whoever booked him is fault. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. What the fuck he's supposed to do? You booked him for that show.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that he took the gig, but at the same time, there had to be a check behind it. I definitely, whoever thought of that, like, they got fired without it. Yeah. They had to have gotten
Trump
fired.
Like, I don't even know who.
That must have been like a traitor, bro. That's Benedict Arnold of the GOP. They were like, yeah, let's get this guy, this fun
guy. Some people literally thought, like, on the right, thought that he was like a plant from the left.
No,
I read a couple comments about that where they were like, I thought he was like
sabotage. Yeah, I think Trump was just like, yeah, we should probably have like at least one gay speaker at my rally.
Maybe.
Hell yeah.
Dude, oh man, I wish we could fucking pull up this video, man. Do you remember that one I sent you on Instagram where it's the flamboyantly gay white guy just walking up to the black guy in his car and he's like recording him?
Oh
my
god, he's
freaking out. Can we insert that video here?
We could probably put.
There's gotta be a way to find it.
Let me see if I can find my video.
Yeah.
You probably won't find it, dude. But if you do, that's sick, man. I mean, like, it's the craziest. Okay.
Well, scary movie.
What did he search? Gay dude scared of black guy. I guarantee the Family Guy clip hits.
Damn. Okay.
No, if you sent it to me, just I can't go out of this app.
It's been removed from Instagram.
It has?
Yeah, they took it down.
Actually. Oh, I know it's on Twitter.
You got to take that down, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you see they're coming out with a new scary movie?
Really?
Oh,
my God. Yes.
When was the last one?
With Wayne's brothers, though.
With the Wayne's brothers?
With the Wayne's are doing
it. Great.
Man, I cannot wait, bro.
That'd be good, dude.
Keenan back. Keenan Ivory Wayne's directing. Oh, dude, it's going to be so fucking good.
1996
and they won't pull no punches. It will be rowdy.
I
think everybody will like it though.
Yeah.
Like in a good, like it'd be rowdy in a good way.
That, man.
Oh, in the theaters first day.
Think of all that material they have now, dude.
Dude.
All the shit that they can throw jokes about.
I mean, it's been 20 years since they made the last one.
Let's see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 20, right?
No way.
Yeah.
20 years since the last scary movie?
No, since the last one, the Wayans brothers. They only did one.
They only did one and two. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Best ones by far.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, spoof movie is also like a gone category.
No,
I can't remember the last spoof movie.
They had Haunted House. The one.
I remember.
Marlon did that one.
Oh, I don't think I even knew that was a spoof.
Yeah, it's a spoof. It's called Haunted Something.
There's like really shitty D-list spoof. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
stuff.
Is true. There are some D-list,
but not like mainstream.
Like, yeah,
ones.
Like have you ever watched Naked Gun?
Yes, very funny.
I've seen clips of it, but no, I've not watched it.
Dude, Naked Gun is like top tier.
Funny.
Airplane's
really?
Probably going to Airplane's
Dude,
probably
I haven't
gonna
seen
be,
Airplane either. God,
that's
yeah.
that's probably going to be number one. And it's still good. And the Spaceballs, that's really good,
Spaceballs
too.
Is good. Spaceballs is
personal
good.
Favorite, though, Naked Guns, dude. You Same. Can get 33rd and a third. All of them. Like, they're fucking so good. Leslie Nelson is just the best at that shit.
So, wait, what is Naked Gun? Is that like a spy movie?
No, yes. like an old cop movie.
Oh, okay. That's great. My favorite genre as a kid was comedy spy movie. So like Pink Panther and mm-hmm. Smart People and shit like that.
Sherlock Holmes.
Cop movies right next to that. Like I would be into that.
Is that his main credit?
Whoa, wait, was he in that?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
He was,
I don't know these
really,
movies
yeah.
at all.
Oh, dude, that's the shit right here. Naked Guns.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does like he kill anybody in the
who
movie?
Who else is in it? Who are
a
these
lot
other guys?
Of people.
Yeah.
Hold on, I can show you the whole cast. It's really
this
good.
This is why, like, OJ was huge. Like he was a football player, then he was went into acting. Mm-hmm. That's why he got off. Just like Young Thug.
Oh hell Slime. Yeah. Jeffrey
know,
out, dude.
Yeah, free Jeffrey. Wow.
Elvis Presley's
that
daughter.
That is crazy.
Oh wow.
Hold on. Yep, so they had Elvis Presley's daughter.
Wait, go back, bro.
What the hell?
Can you hit back?
Yeah, hold on.
It said Naked Gun 2025. Are they remaking it?
No. Oh yeah I did hear they're remaking it.
They're
with,
remaking it? I don't know how you could perfect, like...
I mean, it's just... It's really just a spoof movie, but people in spoof movies, like, I swear to God, it was, like, after Scary Movie 2, they tried to be silly in it. You got to let the silliness of the writing and whatever the movie is be silly and play it straight. He never broke. He wouldn't break in interviews. Like, he had a fart machine, and he'll be just talking in, like, to... to late night, and he'll just do it, and he'll just stare at him.
Wait, who?
Leslie Nelson.
Leslie Nelson, really?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know this guy at all.
He's like Sacha Baron Cohen before. Like, he don't break.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, no, that is like a key to comedy acting. I remember the first time I figured that out was what's his name? Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
I think he was on SNL, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. There used to be a bit, what up with that? Do y'all remember that?
Yeah, what up with that?
Ooh-wee, what up with that? And he would dance on it, and it was so funny when he would dance. But he was, like, really dancing.
Yeah.
Like, it just was funny that it was him doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, but Jack Black's a great example. You have to, like, to sing funny, you actually have to sing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You can't just, like, fake it, you know.
So this is who you talking about?
Who?
You said Jonathan.
Yeah, yeah, Jonathan Sadowski. Yeah.
Him?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, the guy, known for being on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, so yeah, nothing to do.
Dude, what
are you?
He was in Mega Octopus versus Giant Alligator 2.
That's what I know him from. I knew it was something like that.
What's that about?
Mega Octopus. That's that lady. Mega Octopus. Yeah, I'm pretty.
It's a big octopus fighting a big alligator, dude.
Well, and if I remember right, that's Mega Octopus is the lady that had 8 babies.
Damn.
John and Kate plus 8. This is John from John and Kate plus 8.
No, Brandon, he said Jason Sudeikis.
Sudeikis, okay. How the hell?
It's probably pop up.
I mean, to be fair, like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Then what's
that's
up with it. That all the way to the right?
Right here?
Yeah, that's him doing the running, man. Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's up with that? What's up with that?
I said, what is up? What is a
Keenan, man? That's the GOAT, too, right there.
Oh, yeah. Keenan is still on it, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
24 years. Right?
Big ass suit. Damn.
Yeah. I don't know. Dude, I used to have suits like that. My mom made us go to church. I used to wear shit like that.
Yeah,
I swear to God, dude.
Really?
Well, we didn't have to wear suits all the time. It'd be like on Easter.
Uh huh.
You had to wear it. And it was literally that color. I swear to God. And then I used it to dress up as for career day as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because like my mom wouldn't buy me a costume or anything. So I just knew I had a suit. So I was like,
and said you're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, I just said, and I had to write like a whole thing.
I don't
want
to sound like an idiot, but the basketball player, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should have just
a suit.
Yeah, I know. It didn't even make any sense.
You should have worn that big ass diaper he had on in Enter the Dragon.
Oh, yeah, well, he's like, yeah. Uh-huh.
I won't lie, I myself owned a purple and a white suit as a child.
What?
Swear to God, yeah. With a hat to match, too. And everything.
You can take the boy out of Atlanta. You can't take the Atlanta out of the boy.
I told one of my friends that once, and he was like, were you raised by your grandparents?
He's got fucking sunglasses on.
Hell yeah.
That's cool, though.
Tight,
fucking
though.
American hero right there.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I remember in class I dressed up too. I tried to dress up like the Rockers. Remember
who?
Them? Hold on, I'll show you a picture. Like
from the WWE?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool. I don't know why.
When Brandon says remember them, I think it's pre 1940. So.
Oh, it was Shawn Michaels, and then he turned on his partner and threw him through that window.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like that.
Click on the picture.
That's when
I'll
he got his
bigger.
Big break, I think.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
What? He like sweet chins music his partner and throws him through that barbershop window.
That's the best move.
Shawn Michaels.
Isn't that the best fucking move?
Sweet chin music?
Sweet chin music.
Pretty
too.
Sick, bro.
I mean, I don't know how. I mean, that shit looks like it hits the fucking face, man.
Yeah, and it sounds hard.
Yeah.
So what? It's like a donkey kick? Like it's
a
or not
kick
donkey,
to the face.
It's a back,
bro.
It's a back heel kick or whatever.
Yeah. He puts his whole body.
That's the shit that there's a video of.
Wait, I should show you the
sweet chin music.
You mean showing the video of this?
Oh,
we should see the video of this. It's going to be cool as shit. Hold on.
I like when he charges it up in the match. He just like stomps on the ground. That shit is fire.
Oh, he charges it. That's pretty cool.
Hold on. This thing is, commercials happen nowadays.
The goddamn.
Leon Nelson.
What's this? Peacock?
Leon Nelson.
No, it's WWE itself.
Mm.
Yeah, but hold on. Let me skip to it. I'm going to turn my back to you, right? Oh, shit. Too far back. So he turns his back on him. He's like, okay, you cool.
Thick ass neck.
Damn. Very thick neck.
They made a.
Yeah, see, they made
I'm sure nothing bad.
That sure is like Marty.
Which one's Marty?
That's just men in crop tops touching each other.
Oh,
come on, man.
Yeah.
That's Marty a fucking kick, dude.
Damn, yeah.
He's down,
that's
man.
A damn thing. And it gets worse. Are you kidding? Man, it gets worse.
Brandon, are you going to be able to handle this tomorrow?
Am I going to be able to handle what? Throwing me through a window?
He's doing everything, dude.
Wait, I didn't agree to get thrown through a window.
Yeah. Brandon, I'm getting tased butt naked.
Why are you getting tased butt naked?
Oh,
man?
I thought that's what we agreed on.
I didn't agree.
You should wear a diaper. You should wear an adult diaper.
No, man.
Why not?
No, you shouldn't be butt naked, man.
Well, I'll wear a diaper.
Damn.
Just a diaper, that's it?
Yeah. Seems like.
Look at those tights.
Why does he have slits all the way up to his ass?
Yeah, that was the 90s.
That's what they wouldn't be wearing in the gym now.
The 90s.
I swear to God, they got the same fucking leggings on right now at the gym.
Dude, yeah. You like watching this crap,
dude, wrestling, dude, that's what I inspired my suit in second grade with my friend.
Clad, man.
So you wore what that dude had on?
No, what we did was I cut like ribbons. Uh-huh. Like the Macho Man.
Yeah, that's tight.
Yeah, and then like that, and I came in there, and everybody was like, this one girl tapped me and was like, you know, that's what I wear, right? And I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, that's something. And everybody like, you gay? And I'm like, nah, man.
Nah, dude, John Wayne used to rock that
nah,
shit.
Nah, man, it's the Macho Man. And they're like, who? And I was like, y'all don't like wrestling? And they're like, nah. And I was like, okay, then you don't know. And they're like, well, we know something now. I'm like, nah, man.
Damn.
Yeah. Let me be a wrestler, man. You dressed up as a firefighter. That's good shit.
Yeah.
I don't.
Wrestlers arguably do more for the community.
I would say so. For a certain community, for sure.
Yeah. A very special community. You know?
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
No. They need entertainment.
Shit, I claim it. It's good shit.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if the middle Venn diagram of firefighter fans and WWE fans is pretty big.
Every career day, they just swap back and forth between firefighter and Shawn Michaels.
That'd be crazy. Sweet chain mute. Kick that door in.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dude, that'd be sick. Why do firefighters not have, like, signature moves?
Yes.
To kick the door in?
Yes.
Yeah.
The jaws of life.
Throw his whole body in it. Land in the fire. That's not good.
Nope.
No. I tried to be a firefighter.
You know, actually, I thought about it.
Really?
I would definitely do it. 100%.
I'm happy that I didn't become one. I bombed the interview. So I passed the physical test. I was proud. I had a good time, too.
The
like,
mask
I went hard
you
for
would
it.
Have to have, dude. It's insane.
Like, I would do it.
They would say, they'd be like, just walking backwards. You'll still be able to breathe fine. Luckily, the same... At the same time as when I failed the firefighter interview and then ended up working in the sewer in like the same week. So
hell yeah.
How'd you bomb the interview?
Dude, well, they, I don't know what you're supposed to say. Okay. Cause I mean, to be honest, the only reason I really wanted to be a firefighter was I thought the schedule seemed awesome. Cause it's 24 on, 48 off.
Hell yeah.
And dude, I was like, I could spend a night there and then do whatever I want for 2 days. And so then I got there, and first, as the other person is like at the interview, and it was like a panel interview, so there's like 10 people there, and then just
damn.
You. Mm-hmm. I know, so it's like kind of intimidating too. But as the first person is in there, they give you a little prompt, and you had to, and it asks you, it basically asks, why do you want to be a firefighter? And I had no idea. So I had like 10 minutes, or maybe even less, like 5 minutes to like write a statement. Didn't even finish it. I was so nervous. I spent the first like minute just like doing push-ups to try to like get less nervous. And then I wrote something. I remember writing about how I was drumline captain. I don't know. And I wasn't. But I remember writing that. Who knows why. And didn't finish. They just came in and I was like, well, I'm not done. And they were like, well, you have to go. And then I went into the interview and they were just... they were like laughing at me during it. I wasn't trying to be funny either, though. I was like, I'll cut my hair if I have to. I didn't get it. I knew walking out. I asked the guy, as I was walking out, I was like, cause you have one guy that kind of shepherds you around.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how do you think that went? And he's like, you'll hear from us. I knew he meant like, I'm not going to hear good from you. So yeah, I failed it. But that's fine. I'm glad I'm not a firefighter. Even during it, I was like, I should not be responsible for anybody's life. Like, I like the idea of like a high intensity, like get in, get out job. Like I do like that, but I shouldn't be in charge of anybody else. I'm struggling with my own, let alone somebody else's.
And like, you're gonna be in some real shit with
firefighters.
They come to accidents, they're going there.
They have to nowadays, they go to literally everything. You have to be, you basically have to be an EMT and a firefighter because it's just whoever gets there first.
You would have seen some horrific shit.
Yeah, that was the other thing. I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna deal with like seeing you know,
you get used to it.
Yeah, I'm sure you get used to it. I wasn't too worried about the injuries as much as like showing up at, like a sad home.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And we're like, like it's some like grandma that's like too fat and dying, and so she called y'all, and then you're in there and it's whatever, but then you see that like the granddaughter like lives with her and you're like, oh, her life sucks
so
and
bad.
Then you just keep thinking about it, but you get 48 hours off to deal with it, so
yeah,
you get 48 hours to sit on it.
Yeah.
Get back in to work the next day. Maybe. See some people die in a car crash. No. It's a lot more stomachable.
I'm like, they're the only people that get paid to just like work out while they're at the fucking thing.
Dude, your material would be insane.
Well, I was saying this was right as I was getting into comedy too. In fact, like I think the week that I passed the physical exam was the same week I started comedy. I think it was damn close if it wasn't the same week. And so I didn't know what the fuck my life was about to be. But
I'm gonna start telling jokes and I'm gonna rescue people from fire.
Hell yeah,
it's a pretty sick plan.
Dichotomy was bad.
Maybe.
I mean, it's a tough decision. I mean, if you want to go for it, you can absolutely go for it.
You saying you're going to be a fireman?
Like, maybe. I might. I've been thinking maybe.
You probably could be a great comedian.
Yeah.
You know,
that's where your juice is at. Well, that was part of it in my head, though.
You could.
Well, that was part of it in my head. It's like, look, I got 48 hours to do whatever I want.
True.
So I could do comedy in that time.
Probably not both.
You want to go on kicking doors in or firing houses?
I mean.
You down?
Look, I can see. Here's what I'll say, though, is
sick, dude.
If you're going to be a firefighter comedian, you're going to be doing material about firefighting. And quite frankly, you don't need that.
Yeah, you're right.
You can
you're
just
right.
do material on, you know, the stuff you do, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
You could do
coming on FBI men and whatnot.
True. I don't want to lose you, Brandon.
Yeah, you're right. I was just thinking of a way out of Publix. And
we can
there's got to be a route out of Publix.
There's some other things,
UPS driver, you would kill
fucking
you would put packages on the wrong doorstep, but that doesn't matter.
Now they're hiring seasonal. You should apply.
Oh, yeah.
Brown
and you'll
shorts.
Get paid way more. Yeah, I'm talking way more. What'd
UPS
you say?
Or US?
You know he's gonna have
the shorts
short
are gonna be incredibly tight.
So short.
Sweat rag
so
hanging out the back. He's going to be 90 years old. He's gonna be like, yeah, man, just running my route. How y'all been, man?
Yeah, that would be me. Yeah, that would be tight. Nobody bothering me. Yeah.
All right, y'all. That's the end.
Is that good?
Hell yeah. Right.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for coming,
thanks
Charlie.
For coming,
yeah,
Charlie.
Of course, no problem. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Shout out.
Hell yeah.
Crown College Community Podcast and all of Huntsville Comedy.
Now here
did
I'm
I
on
have
outro.
Community into that? I meant comedy.
You did.
Crown College Comedy
God,
Podcast.
Mike Sales
I said both.
Here.
Damn.
You are Mike Selling right now, bro.
Damn. Wow. No, that's all right. What am I supposed to
do? You don't have to keep talking.
No. Okay. Sweet.
I fucking hate Scrappy Doo.